Next patient was Acosta Armando, A-C-O-S-T-A, Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A. Armando is A-R-M-A-N-D-O, Armando. Date of birth is 11-27-67. Date of visit is 5-3-22. The please make a copy for Dr. Mark Lastarza, L-A-S-T-A-R-Z-A, Mark. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Armando Acosta for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 54-year-old, extremely obese male who has a prior history of snoring and apneic episodes, has gained up to 50 pounds in the past 2.5 years. The patient presently weighs at 286 pounds and states that he is fatigued and has headaches and daytime sleepiness. He has previously undergone a polysomnographic study, but never went back to get a CPAP set up at night. He was found to have obstructive sleep apnea of a significant degree. The patient also had symptoms of COVID in December last year, and recovered over a period of 2 to 3 weeks. Presently, he is not short of breath with, except with exertion. And denies any nausea or significant reflux. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of right knee surgery and history of removal of a lipoma of the left leg. He has had previous episodes of bronchitis and pneumonia, and has mixed hyperlipidemia and hypertension and idiopathic gout and impaired glucose. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, the habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol is moderate. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had CHF. Mother is alive and in good health. Mother is alive and has history of Alzheimer's. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. Fatigue and weight gain. He has no double vision or cataracts. no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or burning. He has wheezing and has heartburn and denies black stools or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No palpitations, but has leg swelling and no anxiety or depression. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. And he has headaches and no memory loss. No bruising, no skin rash. Next, medalist. Included lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, colchicine 0.6 milligrams BID. And next paragraph. Also on Xanax, 0.25 milligrams BID PRN. Flexeril, 10 milligrams TID PRN. Next, physical exam. This is a middle-aged, obese male was alert and no acute distress, no pallor, ictus, cyanosis, lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 85. Pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 286, saturation 96. HGND norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, breath sounds, diminished at the periphery, no wheezes, heart sounds regular, son an S to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No lesions, but has mild edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes. 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranialness, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph impression number one is number one is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is exogenous obesity. Number three is hypertension. Number four is hyperlipidemia. And hypertension. Next paragraph, plan patient will. Can you please change hypertension to only one diagnosis, hypertension and then hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to lose weight and advised to go for a polysomnographic study. He will get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. We'll also have a CPAP titration study done, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Mark Lestarza, MD. Thank you.